كله وكيف يا بني سيونا تمام رمضان يسعدني بعد استلمت رمضان الانكريس كسي ماجد الريورد People do not understand that they have been given this opportunity in the month of Ramadan. Nafil namaz would be impunctual. Sunnat namaz, we always need. The door of Sunnat, we always need. But you don't know that for the reward of Farz namaz is so great. Likewise, the Nafil namaz has got so much of reward in it. You will only come to know in the time you won't have the day of Qiyamah. All this ibadat you are making, how Allah Ta'ala appreciated you and how much of the reward you got. On a day of Qiyamah, you come to know who is a pauper. A pauper is in the day after you don't come got no money. The Sahaba Nabi can ask, do you know who is a pauper? Don't get an impression that pauper is a person got no money. In the world you may be popular. But being the pauper you got no deeds at all. We all will love looking for deeds all the time. All kind of deeds. Allah has given us this opportunity in the month of Ramadan to increase our deeds all the time. Whatever we can do, whatever little deeds we can do, no matter what, that action may be small in your eye. In the eye of Allah, the action is very great. Even if you see a poor man outside and you know, you just gave him something small, it's not what Allah, how you give, it's what you give, it's not what, how you give. You may give a small thing, but that gift Allah Ta'ala will grow and day of Qiyamah comes to. You know, there was a very great saint. When he was going to meet his old friend after some time, he forgot, you know, I've taken no gift for him. Let me think of taking some sticks from on the garden, but just from the road, some sticks, and he went and said, let me at least make some food hot with this. Now he went there, knocked at the door, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam, how are you? Alhamdulillah. So what is this you brought? See, on the road I realized I did not take any gift for you after so long. That's why important if you go to see someone, take a gift according to your standard. Do not give gift. You know, like today we give gift, that person gave a big gift, so we think now I must meet to compete ourselves with that. Allah does not look at competition of anyone. You must give according to your expectations. You must not change, you know. Like today, you know, when people come to your house to eat, you give what is present there. Because you are eating the same food. Now what we are doing that when people come to a house, we go out of our way to give the women hard time. No such thing as that. They are eating the same food, you eat the same food too. The Buzugane Deen, when they go to houses to meet, they said, I've got yesterday's food. We bring it now, we like to eat it. They don't say, why this is food, that is that. There was one person, you know, he should always tell you, the baker, he should always tell his stale bread more than the fresh bread. And people should buy his stale bread. They shouldn't buy his fresh bread at all. Someone asked him, how come, you know, your stale bread people are buying all the time, and your fresh bread not buying? He said, according to time is concerned, the stale bread is more near to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I give you that intention. Like so, if we eat our yesterday's food, which is both here in the Islam and in today's food, then if we have that intention, what reward can get? But we don't think like that too. We think this mother, that person's food now, yesterday's food, you have to tell the wife why you got yesterday's food. If you have this intention, this food was more near to Nabi Islam, then you eat your whole heart, then we know in that too. You keep that person's heart too, and your intention Allah will give reward too. Just what intention Allah will give reward. If sometimes you may not have the money, but with intention that, Ya Allah, if I had that money, I'll do this. Allah will give reward for that. One time there was a place of famine, there was so much of famine. So one person said, Ya Allah, if this sand now turned into gold or wheat, I'll give the whole world to eat. He only made that intention only, that this sand now turned to wheat, I'll give everyone for food. Nabi Allah Ta'ala sent message to Nabi, he says, tell him that in the intention I give reward to him. So when we just make an intention without not having to, Allah will reward this. So very important this month in the month of Ramadan, appreciate every action. You got the time to sit in the masjid, take one time subhanallah too. Say one time subhanallah, you don't know subhanallah for more than how to make jannah for you. You only come to know the time you go there. Every moment when you're driving the car, you take the name of Allah. You are fasting, show of Allah you appreciate his fast. Do not spoil your fast with a word from the mouth. Keep your mouth clean as possible to give him good word on Allah. So a person must understand this in that suit. When Nafil Namaz, read that Nafil Namaz, is equal to Sunnah. Read the Sunnah Namaz, equal to Farz Namaz. Just imagine the month of Ramadan, everything multiplies. We don't know. Look, everyone passing away, Janaza is taking place every day. It's a lesson for us to. If we cannot take advantage of these things, what will happen to us? Let us take advantage and remember one thing. Now is at all opportunity to do good deeds, not tomorrow. Don't even think of this. Ramadan, today you are alive, make good use of this time here. And I'm always saying, the best ibadat in the month of Ramadan is in the Quran. The Quran, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should make doors to Jibreel alayhi wa sallam. He should read Quran, show the Quran. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah, he should read one Quran in a day and one Quran at night. And he was a great person. So what I'm trying to say, to prevent yourself from sins, we are very weak. We say Allah, we are very weak. But we try our level best to keep away from sins. And the only way you can keep away from sins is to read the Quran. Keep alone, be a lot of istighfar. Because the fast that we are keeping, if you take stock of from the morning till now, whatever you find, to realize how Allah Ta'ala wanted you to keep the fast, you not keep according to that. For that too, you must make tawbah istighfar. Instead of, you know, waiting for the food day at that time, iftar time, you make dua at that time. You do not know how valuable that time is. That time, at the time you make iftar, if you only can sit down and chat, you make dua to Allah Ta'ala, because that is the change of time for the Parishtas. When the Parishtas go on time to Allah Ta'ala, say Allah Ta'ala ask, what you saw there? Oh Allah, those people of yours, your Banda, what were they doing? They ask you for Jannat. What they doing? Ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala, they haven't seen Jannat, they have not seen Jannat, but yet they ask for forgiveness and bear witness that I have forgiven all of them. So we don't know how much value this time in the month of Ramadan. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala must give us this month of Ramadan full of barakat and izzat. And whatever Nabi Karim have made dua on this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala must give the same dua. Alhamdulillah. ربنا إننا نورنا وكلنا هو الله فقيد ورسيس هو الله من التوائب يسبوز كيف تفاق مكي تفاق هو الله تو يا مرسي يكسر كل بعد هو الله قدير القرآن وطوى الله تعالى فهو يسبوز بي القرآن مرسي تفاق من الله هو الله يسبت وفلا هو الله يسبت وفاس هو الله فقيد ورسيس We have committed all kinds of sins. Oh Allah, you covered our sins in the world. Cover on the end of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, those people who passed away from the cover of noon. O Allah, those families went away, our parents all went away from the cover of noon. O Allah, this is Ramadan Sharikul, with Muhammad and Izzat and Afia, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Rasulina Muhammad, the Rahmatul Ya. Allah. I'm sitting down, I can't stand. Meet me at the meeting.